guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I replaced my sweatshirt because I'm always filming when it's chilly because I run the heat low. I replaced it with my Hugh Hefner wannabe bathrobe. It's not the same color. I think he had maroon, but I decided to do it that way. And if you notice, I nicked my head. I was bringing my razor up to shave my head, and I nicked my ear. If you're wondering why I have toilet paper wrapped around my ear, every time I pull it off, it bleeds. So I got to give it a few minutes. And before we get started, don't forget to check my other channel, The Unknown Adventure. I've got a new bus video up for those that are curious. Links are down below. So tonight I want to talk about we talked about Amber Heard, and we talked about Johnny Depp a few videos ago, a week or two ago, about everything that happened to him. And in the news and in media, there were people that, of course, were, I support Johnny, and I think everything that happened to him is awful, and we need to put a spotlight more on the women's side of being the ones pushing some of this anger and some of this damage out. I have to be careful on these videos and what I say, or else they get chopped down. And again, I'm trying to get these out to as many people as possible. So I have two stories. One is super, it's like a paragraph that I'm going to read. And the other one is about a paragraph that I'm going to read. But we'll talk about both of them because they're both pretty important. But so many times this is one of the responses I heard from guys or even some women on some of these stories that were posted about this. Number one, there's been a petition signed for Amber to get her removed from the new Aquaman movie. I think it's around 250,000 or 300,000. I did see a news story that looked like the movie company was thinking about it. I don't remember the movie company, but it said something, a headline was they're considering maybe removing her. So even though they have her on tape confessing to all this stuff, and even though it's kind of come out that she was doing these things, and there's 300,000 signatures on a petition, we still have to think about it. I mean, we wouldn't want to remove her for anything, where if you just accuse a guy with nothing, remove him, he's done. And in response to a lot of that, people were saying, well, man, don't take that from a woman, just stand up for yourself. Or, dude, go hit the gym, you know, don't be weak. It's funny, you know, he got beat up by a girl. But I'm gonna mention a name here, and some of you guys are going to know this name. Some of you aren't. Are you familiar with the name John and Lorena Bobbitt? Does anybody know who John Bobbitt is? Now, half of you guys just went, yep, probably you guys around my age or older. Went, yeah, I know who John Bobbitt is. And the rest of you say, man, I have no idea. Well, John Bobbitt and Lorena Bobbitt are an American couple married on June 18th. 1989, whose relationship made worldwide headlines in 1993, when after years of being allegedly bad things, him taking advantage of her and hurting her, she took out, and he was cleared of that, by the way. She took a knife, I think it was like a 9-inch blade, and waited till he was sleeping on his back and removed. He didn't remove the meat and the veg. He removed just the meat. Chopped off his fun stick, just like that. And then she decided to get out of the house, so she jumped in her car and drove away while still holding on to it. And she found it was very difficult to drive just one-handed, so she threw his fun stick out the window. And then they had to have a search party go find it. And they did find it, and they did reattach it, and supposedly everything's fine for him. Now, let me ask you this. Take somebody that's an MMA fighter, someone that's really strong, can go out there and really lay waste to all his opponents. And he falls asleep on his back, or he has a couple of cold ones before going to bed. He falls dead asleep, and very carefully you, right? That has nothing to do with how tough you are or how... Here's the other story I wanted to point out. Bang. Now, I know I could say, ooh, disturbing photo, but you guys are all adults. You don't need that. Let's see. New harm against in the home, harm in the home, we'll call it that, seems to be taking a new toll from the women as another case of lady meanness has surfaced. Look at this dude. Now, I think it's a 6-inch heel, and all that's left sticking out is about 3 inches. Unidentified woman has left her husband with a broken skull as a result of her burying a high heel shoe in on his skull while he was fast asleep. He was rushed to the intensive care unit in the early hours of Sunday after the incident. Sources say the ugly incident took place over the night when the man was asleep. Further details suggest she may have gone through his phone, found some disturbing messages, and leading her to attack him. And he's in the ICU waiting for surgery. Doesn't matter how big you are. Doesn't matter how tough you are. Doesn't matter how strong you are. If you're asleep, you're defenseless. And if you get in an argument and she says, oh, all right, okay, I forgive you, all's well, kiss and make up, and, you know, let's head to bed. And then at 2 a.m., you have a shoe sticking outside of your head. Something like this, yeah, it's kind of funny to say, the guy's got a shoe in his head. But in the same token, this could have ended him. Like, this could have been it. As it stands, he may have, you know, trauma. I don't know how far in it pierced, but, you know, this is from a story from a day ago, so I don't have any follow-up yet to know how it turned out for him. But can you imagine being this guy? Can you imagine having a disagreement with somebody that you love and you think all is well? And again, I don't know what type of person she was before this. She could have been very combative. She could have been a kind of jealous or something like that. We don't know these kind of details as of right now. But the whole point is that, you know, here he attacking somebody when they're or hurting somebody when they're asleep at their most when they're completely defenseless is an absolutely weak thing to do. But when someone's upset with you and you may be a bigger, stronger guy, and she makes a determination that she's going to get revenge on you, and it's going to be in some form of physical way, well, here's what you're looking at. So, you know, I wanted to talk about these two because I try to put out some fun videos and things that kind of make a laugh and kind of make you have a chuckle to it. And I try to put out some long and some short content. I want to vary things, but this is something that I still think is important about because some of you young guys out there have said, you know what, I'm young. I still want to go out and date. I still want to go out and be active in with the ladies. And all of that's fine. You know, you do you. But again, if you go back and look at my red flags video from about almost 2 months ago now, if I can remember, I'll toss a link right up there for you. But go through, and this is where, you know, we used to joke around and say, back in the day, it was said, girls, before you meet up with a guy for a date, make sure it's somewhere in a like in a public location, make sure there's other people around, make sure that you know what's going on so you can stay safe. Now it's kind of flipped a little bit. And now it's guys, make sure you meet somewhere public so you can't be accused of anything you didn't do. Make sure there's other people around at all times so that you can't get blamed for something that you didn't do and end up, you know, getting sent up the creek. And make sure that you, I know some of you guys still roll out there and do the one night meet up and, you know, hit it and quit it in that same night. I get that. But, you know, you upset somebody bad enough and you just she decides to hang over or you let her hang over and this something like this can happen. Now again, you may say, well, you know, I asked them to leave before I fall asleep or whatever, but you know, things can happen. Not everything is cut and dry. You're not always going to have your some people they make it sound like, oh, I've always got my guard up and I'm always paying attention and no one will ever get me like that. You can't always be like that. You just can't because you would be wound up all the time. And so when you do go out on these dates, we need to screen for red flags. We need to make sure that this person is a sane, normal, rational person. Because if you don't, you may end up with something like this happening to you. And again, this may be life-altering for this guy. And for Bobbitt, he got lucky. I mean, if she wasn't accurate about where she said she chucked his fun stick out the window, they might not have ever found it. And all of a sudden, John is Jane. You know what I mean? Like, and I mean, it's kind of cute to say that, but that it's a serious, messed up thing to do to somebody. And so he did not get any charges on him for supposedly doing things to her. And she was let off the hook, and no charges went against her because they said, well, this was trauma-induced because of the way he treated her. So she got away with it. And not only that, but she did get on talk shows, and she did a circuit. I don't want to say Oprah, but it was something like that, where she went on various talk shows. And when she told the story, people were laughing about it. And that's not hyperbole. That is the truth. So if you're curious, I'll put the link down below for the Wikipedia page. But it's John and Lorena Bobbitt here. If you're curious, you can go and look it up and just type in, and I didn't do this, so I can't give you a link. But if you look up John and Lorena or Lorena Bobbitt TV show laugh or, you know, something like that, I think you should be able to find some video where people are, oh, you go, girl, that's funny. Yeah. About, you know, almost, I mean, he could have bled to death, you know, but this is, again, the society we're in. And so many times that people will say, oh, you're weak or you're this. Look, you just need to be prepared for that stuff. Doesn't mean you have to avoid women. Doesn't mean all women or even most women. Just a very few of them. But if you win the backwards lottery and you get one of these and you lose, you just need to at least know what's going on so you have a head in the game. I will leave it there. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. Don't forget to check out my other channel, The Unknown Adventure. I've got a new bus video up there. Bus is coming along well. And of course, the best way you can support my work is to like, comment, share, and subscribe. And that way you can get notified, because when certain videos like this, if it comes out and they end up whacking it because I said the wrong word somewhere in it, a lot of times you won't even see it in your feed or in your suggested videos. The only way you know is if it's going to be in your notifications. All right, guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, when you tear out a man's tongue, you're not proving him a liar. You're only telling the world you fear what he has to say. Thank you.